Hello and welcome to Nintendo Pals, your weekly dive into all things Nintendo and friendship. Tonight, we are going to be going over our predictions for 2023. What did we get right? What did we get wrong? And who wins in the prediction competition? And we will be making our predictions for 2024. All Nintendo-related predictions. Micah, what do you say? Are you ready to get started with the episode?
Yep.
Greetings, fellow Nintendo pals. My name is Andross, and I'm joined each and every week by my co-host and fellow Nintendo pal, Micah.
Yep.
And we're excited. This is going to be a fun episode. It's been a bit since we recorded together, because we recorded our last couple episodes before the holidays. And now, Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome to 2024, because as the time that this goes up on the podcast feeds, it's 2024. We're recording this before that, but trust that it's only like 2 days before, right? Yeah. Yeah. Anywho, Micah, how the heck are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
It's good to hear. How about we just jump on into the episode here and let's talk with our first segment here, and that is whatcha playing. And Micah, what have you been playing lately?
The game I spent the most time in is Mario RPG.
Oh, heck yeah.
Still taking my time playing through that. Like, I just got one star left.
Oh, I was like, you haven't finished it. I don't think it's that long of a game, right?
No, not particularly. I think I'm like 13 hours in or something like that. Huh. I've been taking my time. Plus with Christmas and stuff, wedding as well. Been kind of busy.
You got married? I'm just kidding. Somebody else's wedding.
Yep, and you weren't invited.
I wasn't invited. I would be wildly offended if I was invited to your wedding. Just throwing that out there.
But think of how funny the content would be on the podcast afterwards.
That's true. It would be a really great podcast afterwards. Or would it be? Would it be a really sad, dramatic podcast?
I think it would be hilarious.
Yeah, I think so as well.
Besides that, just a good old Splatoon 3. Then several non-Tendo games. Well, I mean, Rocket League, I guess, counts, but I play that on my PC. Lethal Company and Baldur's Gate 3.
Yeah, we've been playing a lot of Lethal Company. I've been really enjoying that. It's a game that I thought might not have, like, staying power, and maybe it won't, but at least for me, for the last, like, month or so, it's been really fun. And we've been playing probably, like, once a week-ish, sometimes more. Yeah, yeah. I've been playing a lot of Lethal Company with my pals, as well as, I feel like I'm kind of floundering right now in Nintendo games, like not really sure what to play. So I'm just kind of dabbling in a lot of things, if that makes any sense. So I played some.
Like, sounds like you're moving into your non-Tendo phase. We stopped playing Nintendo games.
No. It's just I don't have anything like new and big to play right now. After I finish,
you know, a game you could buy that is relatively new and kind of big. Metroid Prime Remastered.
Could do that.
Only $40.
After I finished Hogwarts Legacy, which I haven't gone back to since I rolled credits on, but I could. After I did that, I was like, well, what do I play now? And I just really haven't played much. I've played some Spelunky 2. Just been kind of jumping back in.
Shocker.
Spelunky 2, just for fun. Some rounds of Fortnite. Some Suika game. I've got my Switch here on the side. Like I said, I really have just been kind of like dabbling in lots of things. Mario Maker 2. Risk of Rain. And a little bit of Tears of the Kingdom. Just kind of jumping around in Tears of the Kingdom a little bit. It's all like little bits and bobs, here's and there. It's not, I don't feel like I'm like actively playing one thing at the moment. And I'm okay with that. You know, I'm just kind of in this phase of like, oh, I'll play a quick round of something here or there. And that's kind of where I'm at with my whatcha playing. I have games I could be playing. Don't get me wrong. So everybody out there that is already actively typing in the comment section, go
hey,
play
what
this.
About Xenoblade?
Why don't you play?
What? How about Fire Emblem?
Why don't you play Metroid Prime? I do have Pikmin.
Oh, yeah, great idea.
I do have Pikmin 4. I could be playing through, which I've barely touched. I also have It Takes Two, and what other games? Mario and Rabbids, Sparks of Hope.
Oh, true. I almost stole that from you when I visited.
Yeah, I have.
I was like, Andros doesn't deserve this. I should just take it home with me.
It's not my. It's not mine. It's my son's game. So you would have been a monster stealing from a child.
He wouldn't have even noticed it was gone.
Yeah, he hasn't really been playing that much either. And then like playing games with my kids a little bit on the side here. So yeah, I could also play Kirby's Return to Dreamland Deluxe. I have just a smorgasbord of games to play, but the drive to not play any of them, if that makes any sense. And like I said, I'm okay with this. I'm like okay with where I'm at in gaming right at the moment. Just like not like committed super hard to any game. I'm not in a committed game thing right now.
Relationship?
Nope. No, I'm not pulling a Sean Capri here. That's how he refers to his gaming as campaigns. He's like, I'm divorcing Xenoblade 3 for this new game, Mario RPG. Like, no. That's his thing. He can have all his gaming relationships. But for me, I'm just not like committedly playing one thing right now. And yeah, something will come along that will be like, will get me sucked into it, and maybe it'll be one of these other games that I just listed off. But for now, where's my focus? Here on YouTube with Andros One. I've been doing a lot of video editing and a lot of streaming, and so with streaming, I'm playing a lot of an assortment of games. I guess I don't really like count those as like game playing, but they are. I've been playing Smash Bros. And Zelda. What other games did we do for like the box challenges?
Question. Metroid Dread?
Metroid Dread? Yeah, I played way more week? Metroid Dread than I would have if Micah wasn't here.
You're
pulling the
welcome.
Strikes. Let's see. What else? So my focus has been on my YouTube channel and on my streaming as like my side time stuff. And that reminds me that I need to put out a call to action here. Please help me out. I am currently hosting a competition for Andros One, my YouTube channel, Andros One Clips. So anybody can submit clips for their like favorite moments from the year 2023 from my Twitch channel or from here, from the podcast as well. And we're going to like put those up for vote, the ones that get submitted, and then whoever wins the best clip will get a $20 Nintendo eShop gift card. And second and third place get 10. So I felt like that would like incentivize more people to feel like, well, I'm not going to get the gift card, so I'm not going to do it. But, hey, there's three. There's three chances to win. And, you know, I'm a small creator, so there's not a ton of submissions. So your odds are high.
I mean, who knows? Maybe only one person will just submit three and you'll win everything.
Yeah, because you can enter more than once. So, yeah, feel free to send as many clips in your favorite things from my streams or YouTube videos this year. And if you haven't checked those out, now's a great time to do it. You could go back to go like, ooh, I like that part. Highlight that and send it in. This is all just a clever trap to get you guys to watch my content. And so that I have free shorts that I can make for my YouTube channel and TikTok. But hey, I'm honest about it, all right? but thank you, everybody, for watching our stuff.
I need to go find that clip again where you said that Wind Waker was better than Ocarina of Time.
Oh, it's out there. It's out there. That was not in 2023.
Close enough.
Making shorts? Are you into sewing now? Says Fedorable Will in the chat. Heck yeah, I'm going to make shorts out of the clips you send. Like an actual pair of shorts. How cool would that be? Like a screenshot from each one and then like print that on the pair.
Certainly be something.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That reminds me of, I used to work with a guy. We both got hired at the same time at a company I worked at. And he wore exclusively t-shirts that had printed pictures of himself at different places. And it was like a conversation starter. Like, yeah, I went to Japan. And it was like a picture of him in Japan or something like that. He didn't wear those to work because they required professional attire at work. But that's what he wore exclusively on the side. And I thought that was pretty funny and pretty cool. He was such a cool guy. He was really nice. But me sharing the story makes it feel like I'm pointing it out like, oh, that was weird. No, it's just different and cool. Be different, man. Just do it. Anywho, where were we? This is with what you play, and I went into a what you making segment with what I'm doing over there on Andross One. Everybody should check that out. With that, let's jump into the next segment of our show, Micah. Let's talk some Nintendo news. All right, Micah. I've been doing a lot of blabbering, so why don't you hit us with our first news item?
Sakurai has released another one of his video things, and in it he mentions that he is still creating games for the time being, which I think most people are glad to hear.
Heck yeah. What do you think he's making?
Something good.
Something good. Monkey Thunder, who posted this over in the news segment, because the news Nintendo news is brought to you each and every week by Monkey Thunder, almost exclusively.
Absolutely.
No, he posts a lot of news over in our Discord, so he knows before Nintendo, we always say. But he posted, is he making his own games? Maybe another Kid Icarus? Or is he working on the next Smash Bros? All these questions, but no answers. The video is titled Creators Change 2. And the thumbnail has it says, we all walk our own path. I don't know what any of that means. Because then he says, like, in the video itself, he says, as for me, I'm still creating games for the time being. What does this mean? I don't know. But I'm excited that he's making games. So that's Sakurai's update on our boy Sakurai. Going on right now, you can get basically a rotating. What would you call this? It's the Nintendo
icons
are going to be for previous games.
Thing. Yeah.
For previous games are on rotation. So you've got from December 25th to January 1st is WarioWare Move It. The 26th through, 26th through. 26th
and.
The 26th and the second is Metroid Prime Remastered. 27th and 3rd is Fire Emblem Engage. 28th and 4th is Detective Pikachu Returns. 29th and 5th is Kirby's Return to Dream Land Deluxe. And December 30th and January 6th is the Pikmin series. And finally, December 31st and January 7th, Super Mario RPG. So if you missed these on their first go-around, now's the time to go get them. Yeah, that's all there is to say about that. What do you got for us next, Micah?
Can't remember. We probably haven't mentioned this, I guess, but there's the new Splatoon event going on from January 12th to the 14th.
Voting begins on the 5th.
Yeah, I forgot. What are those called? The Splatfest? That's it.
Yeah.
Except it's a Frosty Fest because it's Christmassy and stuff. But the question they ask is, who do you spend the holidays with? And the answers are friends, family, or solo.
It's tough. What are you going to
for which one you want? Good question. Well, you know, I usually spend around family. But also sometimes friend.
Sorry, Midna has been so loud.
Yeah, you can hear from the cat a few times in the background.
Yeah, you can just hear her meowing. Hey, how's it going, Midna? She's purring like crazy. I don't know what she wants, but she's been doing this to me. Every time I sit down to stream, she comes over and meows at me for something. And I try and go over and see what she wants, and she just keeps meowing. She doesn't really say anything. She's got food. She's got clean litter box. Whoa! Where are you trying to go? Anywho. anywho, I probably will pick family for this one as well. Like, it's just like kind of a thing you do on the holidays, go back to the family. Although for like New Year's, I don't really spend that with family. So
true. I feel like New Year's is almost more of a friends thing.
Yeah, New Year's is friends, Christmas is family, and everything else is solo. Midna, do you want to be on the podcast? What do you need? She's just meowing at me. Who knows? It's a very professional show.
I mean, we get our own guests and whatnot.
Like we have very, very cool guests. And I think that will about do it for news. Oh, there is one more thing here. We got Super Mario Run picked up Super Mario Bros. Wonder, like did an event. So the Wonder Flower appeared in the game. But there's only one, and it only has like one effect, essentially. So
it makes like Golden Goombas or something. Smushed them for coins. I forgot.
Yeah, but I mean, it's cool that they did that. Weird to update this game.
Since it's been so long.
Yeah, I feel like, is the active player base really strong for Mario Run? It can't be, right? Like, there's no way.
Maybe it is.
Well, there you go. Oh, I see one more thing in here, Micah. Do you want to talk about the German study that Monkey Thunder posted?
Oh, yeah.
It's your turn.
You want to talk about the German study? Do you mean just me talking about it currently?
Mean, you, like, read the headline for us and let's talk about it.
Yeah, I'm just going to read exactly what Monkey Thunder said, but there was a German study revealed playing Mario Odyssey reduced depressive symptoms by nearly
50%. 50%? Hey, I see this as a very, I feel like this has to be accurate. Yeah, yeah, right? Like, Mario's,
I don't know why they had to bother doing cool, a study to figure this out.
It makes you happy to play. Yeah, it's just, that's what the game is. Makes you happy. That's cool. So cognitive trainings using video games might increase well-being, your mental health.
Compared the effects with a cognitive training program, CogPac.
What is that?
Well, didn't you hear? It's a cognitive training program.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I know.
Just like pushing buttons on my computer. End the stream. I need attention. It's so funny.
I guess they had three groups. One of them was actually just they received standard clinical treatment, which included medication and psychotherapy.
And the results were comparable?
It stinks to be them when you could have got the playing video games group.
I don't know. I feel like that stuff works pretty good.
It says the decreases in the other two groups were smaller and insufficient to exclude the possibility that they were due to random variations in answers instead of treatment effects.
Yeah, well, and you also have to think they probably weren't, like, creating these test groups. They were probably pulling from existing groups and being like, do you play video games? And then the ones that said yes, they're like, okay, play this video game and then answer.
It says the study involved 46 individuals diagnosed with depression who reported infrequent video game play in their leisure time.
Oh, interesting. That's cool.
But, I mean, it was 46, so that's, like, a pretty small sample size.
Yeah, yeah.
But still.
We're going to take this headline, and we're going to recite it like it's fact, because gaming is awesome, and I found that it's a great outlet as someone who is diagnosed with depression. I've found that it's helped me a lot. As long as it's not done in excess, I think it can also be kind of harmful to mental health, especially like depression, where you get down on yourself or like, oh, I'm wasting so much time doing XYZ when I should be doing this. But as long as it's in moderation, it's been really positive for me. Yeah. I don't know if you have anything else you want to say or add to that.
About it.
All right. Well, perfect. And that's going to be about it for the Nintendo news. So let's head out of the realm of news and into the realm of rumor. It's time to check in on the rumor Pikmin that give us all the rumors in the rumor mill. Yes, that's right. We have enlisted Pikmin to help us gather rumors to talk about on this show. And there's a pretty big one floating out there right now, and that is this Switch flash card called the MIG Switch. And essentially, it's a card that you can put into an unmodded Switch to be able to dump games onto the card and basically create backups for those games. And it doesn't require a modded Switch, which is kind of the big draw to this as a product. Am I missing anything major with like what this is supposed to do? Supposed to be?
I think that covered it pretty well.
Okay. But the question comes, will people be using this legitimately? Because as one Redditor put it, 99% of people will be using this for piracy.
Absolutely.
Because you can take game files and basically load them into this cartridge and put that into your Switch and play the games. You don't have to prove where you got the game files from. And who knows how well, like, this is announced, but I don't think it's out. And who knows how, like, legitimate any of it is, like, if it works as advertised. So we're yet to, like, make any conclusive statements. but the idea behind it is interesting. So I want to hear what your thoughts are first off on it.
I mean, I think there is a legitimate use people could have for it. I think is pretty cool. But I feel like this is definitely like a piracy thing. Like that's what it's going to be used for. And I feel like that's potentially what it's kind of planned to be used for, but they're just like, oh, but it actually, you can just back up your own games, whatnot. But I think they know that that's going to be its main use.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know the intent of the developers of this thing, but regardless of their intent, it is going to be a major piece of that. And I think
assuming it actually works for that.
Yeah, and I think the appeal of not having to mod your Switch, which isn't like hard to do, but for the average consumer, is not something that you want to do, I think. And there is just inherent risk with that. You know, using modded consoles affects your online play. Nintendo could just permaban you. There's like a lot of bad things that can happen. Your Switch could be broken in the modding process. You could brick it. So this is like a potentially less risky, but I think there still is that risk. I mean, you're introducing third-party hardware to this device. They claimed somewhere, I saw the claim that it wouldn't be able to be like patched out the firmware update. So Nintendo couldn't really do anything about it, but I don't know how, or I don't know enough of the technical details on this to,
how do they know that?
Yeah. Who knows? But anywho, I think that this is a cool device, and I would certainly be interested in picking something like this up, because I don't want to go about mod my Switch, and it would be nice to be able to take games that I have legally obtained, like all these game files, and be able to move them to my PC and play with mods on my PC, or vice versa. I think that that would be cool to be able to do. And all of that is like very legally gray. Modding your system is legal. Modding games is, it's all very gray area. You know, we've talked about it several times on the podcast, but like last year, Point Grow got cease and desisted for modding Breath of the Wild. Nintendo will go after. Nintendo doesn't like this, and that's a certainty. But in this case, I think this would be really cool to have as a user. Like, I would love to be able to just have a backup of my games and be able to move them and
just in case something happens to your physical game cartridge, if it breaks or you lose it, it would be nice to have
a backup. Yeah. Yeah, I'm more thinking about it from my perspective of the mods, like being able to play games with mods and maybe play them on PC. Games that you've purchased and there's no other way to do that. You have to play it on Switch. And in some cases, like are brought up in the Reddit post that we're referring to here, it's like people playing with the Pokemon with the graphics fixed, where it has like less bugs graphically, and other things to just make certain games easier. Like I think that that's fine if like someone wants to do that on an individual level. If you're like selling mods, I think their things get sketchy and weird. But yeah, I've always been amazed by the modding community and what they can do. But I also know it's playing with fire. You know what I mean? So my thoughts on this, it's cool, but I don't think this is going to end well for this group. Who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? We'll see. We'll keep you posted on it. That's really all we've got to talk about in the rumor mill. Yeah. So let's move on, Micah. Let's talk in the... What do we do next here? It's the community corner, right?
Question.
Community corner. In today's community corner, we have... I don't think we have too many questions. We have one from Fedorable Will, who's here live in the chat, who asks, who did raids better, Scarlet and Violet or Sword and Shield? Micah, I know you have a very solid opinion on this.
I think this is mostly a question for you, as I have not played Sword and Shield.
Well, would it make you sad if I said I also haven't played Sword and Shield enough to have played a raid?
Don't you own it?
I do. That's another one I could play. Going back to that.
I'm disappointed.
So, but from what I have,
they have like the Dynamax stuff,
yeah,
right?
I haven't personally like played the raids, but I have watched streamers play raids between the two. And I think Sword and Shield honestly does it better between the two, but they're pretty comparable. I also just did not like Scarlet and Violet's like the like impossible raids they had, where you had to like have very specific Pokemon in order to even have a chance, and then you'd have to they just made the raids super duper hard. People had strong opinions on that in our YouTube comments, by the way. People were very much like, it was kind of both ways, but a lot of people going, no, I really like having a really hard raid that you have to like really grind for, because it gives it a challenge. It's kind of,
exactly.
That was your opinion.
See?
Yeah. I still am of the opinion that as cool as that is to have from a difficulty standpoint, it sucks when you want the cool Pokemon at the end.
Well, then maybe you should just get good.
Yeah. Tell that to the children playing the game. Or the me. The me.
Children. Children, get better.
You heard it here first. So, yeah. Between those two, I think I like Sword and Shield's raid system better. But I'm be real. I don't like raids. I don't think it's fun.
Yeah, they're not too exciting.
I would rather have something else. I don't know what, but like I just don't find raid battling a fun.
They should just have you play a Smash Brothers. It's like a new challenger approaches, and then you just have to beat them up, Smash Bros style.
Yeah, I don't know.
Catch them. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Fedora, you don't sound too chat, convinced.
He says, neither of you played Sword and Shield. No. I mean, I played Sword very briefly, and I was like, I didn't like it. I made it to like the first town. I was like, that was in my very anti-Pokemon phase. Where I was upset because the game was low quality. And then I just completely 180'd and really enjoyed Scarlet and Violet, even though the game was even worse quality by most metrics. But, yeah. Yeah. So that's how I feel about it. I don't know. I there's so much potential, right? Like, the multiplayer for Pokemon Scarlet and Violet is a cool idea, but then you can't like actually really do anything. You're just kind
of... It's kind of like Animal Crossing, where you can like visit each other's islands, but you can't really do anything.
Well, at least in... No, Animal Crossing is worse, because at least in Pokemon, you can do everything normal. You can play the story, you can progress everything. Animal Crossing, like, certain things won't even happen. They're like, oh yeah, we can't... We can't do this event, or you can't buy these things in the shop because you got people over right now. Like, that's dumb. That's just dumb. You can't progress the story in Animal Crossing with other people on the island. Like, they have to leave and you have to do your own, like, solo things in order for that to work. But yeah, at least in Scarlet and Violet, you can kind of, like, play the story in parallel with other people there, and you can see them and do stuff. That's cool. But I would say even Mario Wonder did a better job with that. Because it's like, there was, like, some interaction. But Pokemon, there should be, right? Like, you should be able to, like, take on a gym with two people. That would be cool. And the gym leader just gets stronger.
Clones themselves.
Yeah, he has like an assistant, and so it becomes a double battle.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. Yep. So Fedora Will has a comment here in the live stream. It's the benefit of being here for Nintendo Pals live recording. But he says, I didn't play much of Raids in either, but I felt more inclined to do the Raids in Sword Shield because they were more casual. However, I love that they have raids where you can't just bring in your level 100 bear with perfect stats and wipe out every raid they throw at you. Yeah, it's like a catch 22 here. Like, there's benefits to it being hard, but who knows? Also, Cosmic Camden commenting on my beard, looking crazy. It is getting long. It is getting quite long. The mustache as well, which has been kind of annoying. But I'm letting it grow because I want to be able to just, like, push it to the side. Anywho, that has nothing to do with what we were talking about here. But that's also a wrap on the community corner. So let's get out of... We've answered the community's questions, and now we want to hear the community's answer to our question. And that is... What is this segment called? Last week we asked you. Oh wait, I didn't even play the sound effect properly here. Hold on. There we go. Last week we asked you, and last week we asked you, what games are you looking forward to most in 2024?
Last week.
Okay, I may have forgot to post on Discord, but I did post on Spotify, and we got answers over on Spotify. I posted there like 3 weeks ago at this point. I am so sorry to everybody for my just absolute disheveled organization of our community pages and stuff, but this is just how it is when you're a one-man band. It's not like Micah's doing any of this stuff.
Not in my contract.
That's funny. Okay, so first off, you want to read our first answer over on Discord.
Yep, our first answer is by Fedorable Will, who says, the game of figuring out what rumors about the next Nintendo console are true.
That's pretty good. It is truly a game. The answer is none. I've solved it. None of them are true. Oh, that's funny.
I guess the real answer being the Thousand Year Door remake is the only thing I'm interested in since I never played it before. Other than that, not a lot of Nintendo stuff, which just has me in even more anticipation about what their next move is. Yeah, they don't have a lot announced so far for this next year.
Yeah, and that might be why we got answers like this one from Cockapoo on Spotify. It says, Nintendo Pal Simulator 2000. Micah, is this the game you've been working on the side?
Sorry, I'm not at liberty to say.
I don't even know that. I bet there's, like, already a game that exists like this. I know there's, like, YouTuber simulator and, like, streamer simulator where you basically play like Sims but with some added stuff. We should do that sometime. I bet there's a podcaster one. Wonder if it's multiplayer. Me and you can play it. We'll make Nintendo
see how famous we can get.
Yeah, we'll probably do better than we do in real life. which is pretty good. Well, I will say we're pretty.
I kind of hope so for a game you could, like that. You kind of want to be achieving all your dreams to their highest extent.
You just don't. It just is like, like the it's harsh reality.
You're failing all the time.
Yeah. Oh, that would be kind of sad. And then we got an answer here from Ghost over on Spotify. It says open world Donkey Kong. May not be happening, but still cool idea. Agreed, Ghost. Yeah, that was rumored, right? The rumors were a new DK game, and people were like, I hope it's open world, and everybody goes, yes.
Instead, it was like that Mario and Donkey Kong thing.
You think that was the rumor? It was that?
Could be.
That would be real sad. Oh, man. We got any more answers over on Discord?
Yep, we got one by Spider-Shan who says, I mean, kind of three answers, almost four,
okay.
You might say.
Okay, hey, I did say games, plural, so.
They said, Plucky Squire, Thousand Year Door, and hopefully Dragon Quest III Remake, plus hopefully Switch 2.
Hopefully Switch 2. Well, there you go.
The game.
Plucky Squire, yeah, that was one that was supposed to come out this year. And thankfully it didn't, because it buried All In under us in the
Fantasy Critic.
Yeah. No, that's sad. We didn't want it to get delayed.
Yeah, we were very sad to hear the news.
It looks very good. It looks very good. It's like Paper Zelda, essentially. So I'm pretty pumped for that. Everybody's looking forward to the Thousand Year Door remake.
As they should.
And I am as well. It makes me wonder how good it's going to do. I hope it outsells Origami King. Because that sends a clear signal to Nintendo to go back to when it was good. Come on. What are you doing, Miyamoto? I hope that's the signal that they get. Like, we're releasing a remake of Sticker Star.
No, not a remake. Sticker Star 2.
Yeah, but the fact that they're acknowledging that this game exists when they've kind of, like, left it in the dust of the GameCube era, right? Like, so many other GameCube games get so much love, but not Thousand Year Door.
Part of the problem is Nintendo just always likes to innovate and do new things for their games. But for Paper Mario, you don't need to do that. Just go back to the basics. They're fantastic.
Oh, Fedora Will here in the chat says, what? Origami King was good. Ba-bomb, best character. I am not throwing any shade at Origami King. I think Origami King was fantastic. I liked Origami King.
Yeah. I thought the story and the humor and dialogue were very good.
Yeah. The world exploration was good. The combat
got a little old at times.
Yeah, I think I would have just preferred turn-based like it was. Like, again, Origami King was a good step, but not... But it's weird when you have, like, masterpieces like the original and Thousand Year Door that were now, like, backwards. The game series went backwards in quality. And it's not quality, it's just the gameplay loop has not been as fun. But Origami King was decent enough. I think the battle system was fine. Wasn't great, but it was pretty good. Anywho, we need a turn-based Mario game to come out, like a new one, because they kiboshed the studio that does Mario and Luigi. We got nothing now. So Paper Mario just needs to go back.
And that's why they're just doing remakes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's weird to go to Origami King and be like, wow, this is good. You know what I mean? Where we're like, we liked the story and the characters. But even parts of that, I was like, this isn't as good as the original or Thousand Year Door.
Mm.
You liked Origami King more than the original.
Oh, well, when was the last time you played Thousand Year Door?
Well, I haven't played Thousand Year Door, but I know the story. Ish.
It's not the same.
But Michael, okay, well then throw in your actual opinion here instead of
what? I said my actual opinion. I just forgot what it was at the beginning.
Origami King, where do you put it?
I think it's good, but it is no Thousand Year Door.
Yeah. Would you say the original?
I do think they had that one's actually a little closer for me.
Yeah.
Because they had a lot of good. I don't even remember what the collectibles were in Origami King, not going to lie. But I remembered enjoying collecting them.
I don't remember either.
And you had to like fill all the holes and you could get some things. I don't remember. Were they like little trophies or something? I feel like I should remember because I 100%
did. That's okay. We're going to. Yeah. Yeah, it's okay. We're going to get a new one eventually. It's fine.
But if you had that sort of like exploration and like collection stuff to something like Thousand Year Door, it'd be the perfect Paper Mario.
Yeah, agreed. Anywho, I've got one more answer to games looking forward to in 2024, and that is another answer from Ghost. It says Wave 2 of the Splatoon DLC.
That one tower thing.
What is it? What was it called?
Can't remember what it's called, but it involves some sort of tower.
It's like side course? Side.
That sounds about right. Side order.
Side order. I was close. Side. I got the side part. Yeah. Fedorable Will says, I forgot about that. Changed my answer. You can have more than one thing you're looking forward to in 2024. Nobody said the Princess Peach game. I know there are Peach fans out there that listen to this podcast that are looking forward to that though. I am hesitant. I'm looking at it hesitantly. I probably will be picking it up because my kids love Princess Peach. So they'll play it for sure.
The classic, my kids will love
it. Oh,
this
I got
thing.
It for my
so
kids.
So I gotta buy it.
Wink. Yep. And that's last week we asked you. Micah, what game are you looking forward to most in 2024?
Do you not even know me? Obviously, it's Metroid Prime 4. And that's gonna be my answer every year until it finally comes out.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about this more in our predictions, but Thousand Year Door, I think, is my most anticipated game that's been announced for next year. Yeah. Yep. And with that ends this segment. And we move to the final segment of our show, right? I feel like I'm missing a segment.
I feel like we've only done like three.
What's your plan?
No, that's four.
Rumor Mill, Community Corner. Last week we asked you, and now I guess it's time for the PAL topic. Today's PAL topic is brought to you by us. I felt like I needed to like say it was brought to someone, but anywho, it's prediction time. That's right, new year. We made predictions for 2023. So let's review what predictions we made, who won the predictions for 2023, and make our new predictions for 2024. I am excited because, no joke, everybody, literally moments before we started recording, we determined that this was going to be the PAL topic. And I was like, yeah, let's do some predictions. We haven't done predictions before. And Mike is like, this sounds so familiar, though. And we looked in our notes, and we did do predictions for 2023. We forgot. We completely forgot we did this. Good thing we keep good notes.
Yep. We haven't looked at those previous predictions.
Yeah, so this is going to be re-remembering the predictions we made for 2023. Yeah,
we didn't remember doing them, so we don't remember what they were at all.
Yeah, yeah. So this is exciting, and we'll probably forget next year as well in 2024. So good thing we're taking notes on these. But yeah, it was just funny. It wasn't moments before we went live. It was what, 30 minutes.
It's like, yeah.
So that we could make our new predictions.
Oh, that's so funny. That's so funny. Okay. So, Micah, let's look at these predictions. Do we want to go, like, each of us take, like, each of us do one? Or do we want to go through one person's list and then the next person's list?
Let's alternate.
Okay, let's alternate.
Why not?
Okay. I don't think these are in order of anything specific. I doubt they are, right? My prediction number one. The Mario Bros. Movie will become the highest grossing animated movie. Gosh,
so
dang
close
it.
Close and yet so far.
Third. The third highest grossing animated movie, right? Right?
Somewhere around there. I'm trying to remember if it did end up passing Frozen 2.
There's like Frozen 2 and the Lion King remake, which questionable.
It didn't pass Frozen 2. It's so close. Oh, there's an echo on Micah. Hold on. Let me fix that. Boop. Okay. So yeah. Yeah.
So let me say echo once real quick before you fixed it.
I don't think the Lion King should count, first off. In this case though, second. It's the second highest grossing animated movie of all time.
So
only $100,000 behind Frozen 2. What are y'all doing? I could have argued if it was the second. Probably could have argued.
You could have. Oh, maybe. I wouldn't have allowed it, but you could have tried.
Okay, so that's an X from me. My first prediction, fail. What's your first prediction, Micah?
No new next gen Switch.
And you were right. You were right. I mean, I don't think that was that hard of a prediction. Just want to throw that out.
What are you talking about? That was lots of people were saying for the last like 2 years it was coming out.
Okay, hold on here. Let me make like a little chart to keep track of our score.
Ooh, charts.
Yeah, we're gonna have a little chart here. It's not gonna be shown visually on the podcast, so you guys are just gonna have to imagine it.
Yeah.
But inserting.
Just know it's a really good looking chart. Oh, you're making like a legit table.
Heck yeah, I am.
Trying really hard not to read our other predictions ahead of time.
Okay.
But they're all just right there.
Got an X. And you have an O. I don't know. One?
Is it a small O?
That's how we'll do it. Charts.
Yeah, one, it's, maybe it's an I for a tally mark. Oops. Nothing makes sense.
Okay.
Maybe the X should be an O. So it's like programming. Zeros and ones. I like it.
Alrighty. My second prediction is that a Wind Waker and or Twilight Princess HD port will release. That's a swing and a miss. I thought that was like an easy prediction.
You were very confident. I'm actually rearranging my last one into my second one because my next prediction was both Wind Waker and Twilight Princess HD will not be coming to Switch.
Gosh dang it. Gosh dang it, Micah. Micah's doing too good already. Yeah. But I can
you said that and I was like, absolutely not.
We made 10 predictions apiece, so we should. I still have a chance here.
Table my only goes of like 7 or something, though.
My third prediction. Pokemon will release DLC for Pokemon Scarlet and Violet. So, yeah, I got that one.
Well done. And my third is Metroid Prime 4 news.
Did we have any?
According to this, we kind of did, because let's see, what is it? As part of their financial report, they show that Metroid Prime 4 is still a Nintendo Switch title. So there are all these rumors that it's going to be for the next gen only, but it's not, because they gave us this news right here saying that it is coming out still for the Nintendo Switch.
I'll give it to you, but I don't like it.
I thought you'd argue a little harder on that one. Not gonna lie.
No, I don't want to argue. That's I mean, that's news. And they officially did something for it, kind of.
I had to look real hard for it.
I put Vampire Survivors will come to Switch. I guess I made this nice prediction before it came to Switch. Heck yeah. Woohoo. That's another
point. That's a good one. Let's see, number four is no Mario Kart 9.
Good prediction.
We got Mario Kart 8 and a half.
Yeah. Basically Mario Kart 9. But it wasn't Mario Kart 9. My number five prediction is Stray will come to the Switch. That did not happen. Yeah, which is a bummer. It should have. I didn't think it was like that graphically intensive of a game, but Micah's predictions are all so negative. So that's adorable.
They kind of are a little bit. All the things I think Nintendo won't do. But there is this one, which I'm actually kind of surprised I said, but maybe I shouldn't be surprised. Tears of the Kingdom DLC will be announced. That seems like something that you would have predicted instead of me.
But you predicted it, and it was not announced. In fact, they announced they were not making coming DLC. Quite the opposite. Nah, maybe weird. Negative points here. Just kidding.
I don't think so.
I then have Valheim will come to Switch. It did not. Nothing else to say there. I'm disappointed. Valheim is still in early access, right?
Maybe it is. Or is it? I don't remember. What was that?
That's six.
That's six.
Oh, wait, you didn't give your
five. Oh, I skipped one. Yeah, I skipped my five. A new Mario game announced. And we got Super Mario Wonder.
Yeah, we did. We did. Announced and out. Same year. If only every AAA game studio could do that. They all announce games like 4 years before they're even ready to be shown. So that's fun. Seven, Kid Icarus Uprising will come to Switch. Man, I made some bad predictions. That's a no on that one. What do you have for your number seven?
My number seven, Nintendo will announce a new IP.
Did they announce a new
IP? I don't actually know if they did.
I don't think we had any first party new IP.
Huh.
That's a little.
Oh, I mean, Ring Fit Adventure is kind of a new IP, is it not?
That didn't come out this year.
It was close, though, right?
No, that came out in like 2019.
2019? Are you crazy?
Yeah, it came out pre-pandemic.
Are you sure about that?
I'm positive. It came out before I moved to where I currently live.
Seems like there had to have been a new IP in 2023.
Yeah, you'd think. But I can't recall any.
Crazy. Yeah, just look at all Nintendo games.
That released in 2023?
I swear there has to be one. This seemed like such an obvious thing to say. I guess I should say first party.
Okay, well, while you're looking for that, I have the prediction that a new Nintendo movie project will be announced. And hot diggity dog, I got it. Let's go. Let's go. That was a good prediction.
That was good. I'm pretty sure I was convinced that wasn't going to be true at the time.
Yeah. Yep.
Yes, I'll put it.
Well, because when we made these predictions, it was before the Mario movie was even out. So, yeah, I'm actually kind of lucky looking back. Like, that's a bad prediction to make when the Mario movie was this year, that they would announce another movie right right after. I was so confident it was going to be good.
A new Nintendo movie project. Okay, I see. I thought it was a new Mario movie. I was like, wait a second.
Did you put probably? You can't find it, and I can't think of one. Hey, so I think that's zero.
I'm still typing. It's probably zero.
Okay.
Well, still, he distracted me in the middle of my typing.
I should have moved this after your first one. My number 8 is Mario Movie will not be the highest grossing animated movie of all time.
Oh, man. You're such a turd. What a you don't deserve this point.
I'm just counterpicking yours.
Yeah, you did just counterpick all my points.
You can tell I came up with these on the spot.
Yeah. Well, I gave you a little bit more time, like 30 minutes this time. Before coming up with our predictions here. Which leads us to prediction number 9 for 2023. Game Boy or Game Boy Advance comes to NSO. And wouldn't you know it, both of them did. Got it.
That's your number 9?
Yeah.
I'm going to move my number 10 to my number 9.
I must have given it, and then you gave it immediately after. You must have led.
My number 9 is Game Boy and or Game Boy Advance and or DS will come to NSO.
So you just added more?
I just added DS as well, potentially. How funny would it have been if DS came and not Game Boy or Game Boy Advance?
It's so dumb.
I tried to be less vague for this next year of predictions.
Oh, I see how I'm doing this wrong. Okay. And my last prediction is that Nintendo will not announce or release a new system. This doesn't include hardware revisions like Switch Lite OLED.
Oh, how the tables have turned. Stealing my first prediction.
Yeah, isn't that like the same prediction you made? You said yeah, no except new with next a lot more words. Switch. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, I covered my base. I was like, but I'm hardware revisions, though. What's your final prediction?
And I said F-Zero fans will be sad. Which is very subjective.
We're F-Zero fans sad.
I think they probably kind of were.
I don't think so.
Because
I think
they got F-Zero 99, which is like the least amount of thing they could have done for F-Zero fans out of everything they could have done. So I feel like instead that would actually make F-Zero fans even more sad because they got that like 10 minutes of enjoyment and then they're like, oh boy, do I really wish there was a new F-Zero game.
Micah, I don't think that this, I don't think that you can say that F-Zero fans were sad this year.
And as an F-Zero fan, I was pretty sad.
You're not an F-Zero fan.
What are you talking about? Very much so an F-Zero fan.
I don't think you get this point. And it makes this contest more exciting because then the winner is still you by 1 point. You still beat me.
Point? Wow, you went 3 for 3 of your last ones? That's pretty good.
Yeah. So I ended with a total of 5 and you ended with a total of... Wait.
I got 7.
You got 7. So I lost by 2.
I mean, and one of mine is like, it's probably a 0, but there might be a new.
There was.
I mean, does Peach's game count? Because it's like a new Peach solo game.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know. It seems questionable that it wouldn't count.
So you are the winner. The champion of the Nintendo Pals predictions here is Micah. Kudos to you. But I'm coming for you. Because my 2024 predictions are so spot on, accurate, and good that I'm going 100% this next year. All right?
I think a lot of my predictions are straight garbage. So perfect. It should be interesting.
I'm excited to look back on this and laugh at my confidence here.
I knew I'd win this one, so I wanted you to win the next one.
Okay. Here is my first prediction. Metroid Prime 4 will release in 2024. It's the year. It's time.
You haven't learned your lesson.
I didn't predict this last year. Did I?
No, but my first prediction is we will hear news about Metroid Prime 4.
Oh.
Which is, I mean, if they're going to release it, that's news, first of all.
Yeah, so you're taking an easier out.
That's right.
Maybe you should be confident like me that it's coming.
Nope, not anymore. Nintendo has broken me.
All right, my second prediction is that we will get a Zelda movie cast reveal with Miyamoto. He'll be like, Chris Pratt.
I don't know,
he's
so
cool.
Pretty early.
Pretty early.
They haven't even like worked on a script yet, have they? Didn't they mention they're like at the very beginning? They've just had talks about it.
Yeah.
Seems real early. But who knows?
I also was kind of tempted to just put like a leak in here. Like, we'll get a Zelda movie cast reveal or leak. I could change it.
Too late. You already said it.
Live change?
I don't think you can change it. That feels like cheating.
Does it?
A little bit. Okay. But only when you do it.
Go for it, Micah. What's your second prediction?
The Switch 2 will not release.
Oh, okay. Riding that unhype train.
That's right.
It's not coming next
year. I'll keep riding it.
I didn't put that as a prediction, but I agree. It is not coming next year. 2025 is the year. That's the year we're getting the next console. Sorry, all these people that seem to think that the Switch is dying and dead, because it's not, and it's going to be around for another year. My third prediction is that Pokemon will have a commercial flop for a mainline game.
Will have a commercial flop?
Yep. Now, I feel like I need to specify here.
Are you insane?
I feel like I need to specify here as well that the definition, in my sense, for a commercial flop is that this will be
it won't sell over what, 10 million?
It will.
That's not a commercial flop.
It will sell less than the previous two Pokemon games. Previous three Pokemon games.
I mean, they could sell half and it still wouldn't be like a commercial flop.
I think that it will not do as good as they want.
I mean,
but that's like hard to gauge, so I just said commercial flop. My prediction is that the next mainline Pokemon game is not going to sell as well. So that, like, but what does that mean? I feel like I didn't want to be too vague with it, so I don't know.
I vote you keep your phrasing of commercial flop, so I can argue against it no matter what happens.
No, I'm definitely going to change it. But what should the phrasing be? Not sell very well.
You can say sell less. I mean, kind of like you said, sell less than the previous three Pokemon games.
Okay.
I think that's how you worded it, but.
And this is because they have not learned their lesson, and I think that it's finally gonna come back to bite them. They've just done too much trashing their consumers with the games that they've
Is a Pokemon game even going to come out this next year?
That's a good question. Yes, for sure. They release a game every year. You think they're going to just be like, yeah, nah, never mind. We're not
going to. Maybe they've learned their lesson and they're going to spend extra time working on the game instead of rushing.
Maybe.
But we'll get back to that on my number 8. Prediction. Actually, I'll just move it up.
Okay, move it up. What you got?
My number 8 prediction is, which is now my number 3 prediction, is a Pokemon game will come out.
You're arguing that it will. That's pretty funny. Micah is a funny guy, y'all. Okay, that's fine. So you know how I said I was really confident in my predictions?
Yeah.
We're about to enter the non-confident zone. My number four prediction is that Baldur's Gate 3 will come to the Nintendo Switch. Baldur's Gate 3 will come to the Nintendo Switch. It will look not nearly as good, but it will run. Because Larian likes the Switch. It's no secret. They want it, and it will have like cross Steam functionality and stuff. I think it's coming.
I can almost see it, but maybe not.
As a cloud game, sounds likely. So sort of will. I don't know. We have seen like cloud games basically fizzle out and die. There's like no cloud games coming. There was a bit there where there were tons, and then they just stopped because everybody hated them. It seems like. I don't know. I didn't ever try them. Again, we talk about this every time cloud gaming comes up. It's like, we never really tried it, so we don't know. But the consensus online was not positive, it seemed.
Yeah.
Is that from people that played cloud versions or people that just are vehemently against cloud anything, right? Like, that's... Who knows?
Or since Final Fantasy... They've hated cloud stuff.
They're all in league with Sephiroth. What's your number four prediction, Micah?
My number four is a new 3D... I am being kind of negative still. A new 3D Mario game will not release because I think will come up 2025 when
you think, you think it's a launch title for the next system. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Mario Odyssey was such a banger with the like Switch launch. It wasn't a launch title, but it was like close enough, you know?
Yeah.
It hyped up. Yeah, I think that's what they'll do. I agree. My number five prediction is that Lethal Company will come to Switch. I'm seeing a theme here because I didn't look at my other predictions beforehand, but last year I predicted all these third-party games would come to Switch, and then they didn't. So let's hope this year's better, you know? Lethal Company feels like it should work on Switch, right?
I was very close to actually saying the same thing, but then I thought about it, and it's a solo developer, I'm pretty sure. Which, I mean, he could... Lethal Company's doing well. He could hire people to port it, essentially. But also... The voice chat is a very big part of Lethal Company, and the voice chat is kind of a hassle on Switch.
Yeah, but not, right? Because, like, Fortnite has voice chat, so
you have to have headsets and things, and that's a hassle.
But you have to have... anytime you use voice chat, what are you talking about?
Yeah, plus Fortnite's, like, the only game I know that has, like, in-game voice chat. Seems like everything else is, like, you're... We'll just let you use the Nintendo app thing, which is...
Well, that's because that's the Nintendo first-party way to do voice chat. It's garbage. Yeah. Yeah, this is not a first-party game.
Yeah, but what third-party games have voice chat besides Fortnite?
Besides Fortnite. That's a good question. I don't know.
It seems like it must be a hassle to implement or something. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
My number five prediction... is that you, Andross, will play Spelunky 2.
Bet.
Oh, really? You're going to go, this counts even if a child plays on your account.
That doesn't count. That doesn't count.
Yeah, well, I said Andross' account will play Spelunky 2.
Oh, got you in a loophole then. I'm playing on a different account. I'm deleting it from the one account. Never playing it again, Andross.
I think you misheard me. I said Andross and or his account.
Oh, man. That's a dumb prediction. I should be like, oh, Micah's going to play Splatoon 3. What do you mean?
Spelunky 2 is like an old game that's like done with development. You've 100%ed that game already. It makes sense for you to move on.
And I have. I've like hardly played it at all.
Hardly.
I can quit anytime I want.
I'm trying to give you the push you need
to move on.
I have no offense to Spelunky 2. Fantastic game, but it's time to move on.
It is a fantastic game. Yeah.
I'm gonna need your Spelunky 2 hours at the end of this episode. So I can know if it's increased. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good. I better get it all in before January 1st. Yeah. When this episode goes live, just know I've played a bunch before the new year. Okay, my next prediction. It's a return prediction. And this one is that Kid Icarus Uprising remake will be announced.
Oh, you're learning.
Well, I made this before reviewing the old predictions, so it's just funny that I have this twice. I'm wishing this into existence, okay?
You're trying your best, at least.
I am. What do you got?
To be honest, at this point, I don't even think this prediction is going to happen. But my prediction is that Golden Sun will freaking finally be added to NSO.
It has to.
Guess what? We're adding Game Boy Advance games. Hey, guess what? One of those games is going to be Golden Sun. I swear, it's been like a year and a half.
Yeah.
When did they announce the Game Boy Advance? I mean, it had to happen in this last year, I guess. But it feels like it's been a year and a half.
Yeah, it feels like it's been a long time. It's a good prediction. One I think you're going to get. I think you're going to get that one. Because if it doesn't come this year, what's happening over there? What's happening behind the scenes? My next prediction. This is a bold prediction. Doug Bowser will step down as the Nintendo of America CEO. Now, whether that be due to controversy or early retirement, similar to Reggie, not sure. But I just felt like doing something Doug Bowser-y in here. I wanted to throw him in here. What's happened to Doug? He never shows himself ever. Like he accepted some awards at the Game Awards. But besides that, I haven't seen him. I haven't seen or heard from him since he took the reins. And I wonder if he's just kind of coast until retirement, you know?
Mm.
He's probably doing really cool stuff, but I feel like maybe this is his year. He's going to do an early retirement. He's 58, so it wouldn't be like wildly early. Because like what? The average retirement age is 65?
I feel like 65 is kind of the last I heard.
Yeah, so like 6 years early. As a big tech business CEO, I feel like that's.
I mean, all of those people, if they really want to, could retire early, like a lot earlier than they do. But that's bold. Like, that's bold.
How old is Reggie?
It's like 92, I think. Looks really good for his age.
He's 62, and he stepped down 2 years ago now.
Mm.
So it's about that same age.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I think my next prediction is also kind of bold, especially since I don't even know if Golden Sun will be coming to NSO this next year at this point, but I think a new console will be announced.
For NSO. And you're leaving it just open-ended. Could be anything.
Yeah, I mean, what's it going to be? I mean, it would either have to be GameCube or DS, but I feel like I might as well not say that.
Could be another Sega system.
Well, that's true.
The Sega Saturn.
That would be cool.
Yeah. What other like, real early game systems?
The Atari.
Throw in the Atari, yeah. That would be cool, but also I feel like they'd be paying a lot of licensing to things that they just shouldn't be paying licensing to. Like,
I definitely don't actually think this will happen.
Yeah, but you're hoping.
But I'm hoping it'd be cool.
Okay, My next prediction is that Nintendo will do a collaboration with Squishmallows.
Don't they like currently have collaborations going?
They don't. Pokemon Company does. That's not Nintendo.
Same thing.
Nope. We're going to get a Nintendo. No, Pokemon Company does their own everything when it comes to merchandising. Like, they have different deals and different partnerships. We don't have Lego Pokemon. We have Lego Mario. Pokemon has a deal with like Mega Bloks or something like that. So they sell like a Mega Bloks type thing. So like they have they're completely separate businesses. So I do not count that. But what I'm thinking here,
I feel like usually you're arguing that Pokemon is like is Nintendo, and I'm usually the one arguing the opposite. So I was surprised to hear that's your take on it.
Well, when it comes to merchandise, I say they are not the same. So, I think that we'll either see like some Mario-themed ones, maybe Animal Crossing. We'll see some Squishmallows that are Nintendo characters.
I could see that.
Not Pokemon. Pokemon doesn't count for my prediction.
You should write that. Pokemon does not count for when we. Okay. Definitely forget about this next year.
Okay, put it in.
Locked in.
I feel confident in that one, by the way. I think I was trying to think of like popular collaboration toy type things that could be happening, and that just makes the most sense to me.
Yeah, that one does make sense. I feel like that would kill.
Mm-hmm.
I was definitely running out of ideas at this point. So my number eight is I will be disappointed by something Nintendo does or doesn't do.
That is the most garbage prediction. I veto. You can't put that in. That's dumb.
I can't put that in.
No, that's so dumb. I'm going to be disappointed. That's so subjective. That's not something Nintendo has any control over.
But would I have that? When you're talking about Nintendo, absolutely has control over it. I mean, I don't know if I would have been disappointed by anything Nintendo did or didn't do this last year.
They didn't release Metroid Prime 4.
Yeah, I wasn't going to mention that though because I didn't want you.
Oh, you were going to mention that because it would have been.
Yeah, but you think
come up with something else.
You think
make something better.
You think Metroid Prime 4 will come out this year, so I won't have any reason to be disappointed.
It's so dumb. You're going to be disappointed. You can't put that as a prediction. No way. Also, I think you skipped your number 7.
Number 7? No, that was my new console announced for NSO.
Oh, well, how many do you have? Because you must have missed one somewhere, because I'm on number 8, and I thought I went first. Or did you go first?
I have no idea.
Okay. Be more creative than your pet rock. slander.
Hey, my pet rock is very creative.
Okay.
It's just shy. It doesn't share his ideas with others.
So my number 8 is a remake of a classic Zelda game.
Mike.
Maybe one.
2D top down kind of classic.
I'm leaving this one open ended. Classic Zelda, because that way, if Ocarina of Time comes or like Majora's Mask or something like that, I could be like, haha, that. But my prediction sort of centers around I think we'll get a Zelda 2. That's what I'd like to see, a Zelda 2 remake. Give it the Link's Awakening treatment. So yeah, what's your next one?
Okay,
or
should
we go? Are we
bit.
Going? Yeah, are we going
my,
back to number
my eight? Number 8? All I had to do is change one word. So now pirates will be disappointed by something Nintendo does or doesn't do.
What did that? What, that's still so vague. What do you mean?
I don't know what I mean.
I had a prediction in here previously that was something along the lines of Nintendo will cancel, will send someone to jail. Maybe that's what you should put.
I don't think they'll send people to jail, though. I just think
they did, though. Didn't they send that one dude to jail this year?
Was that last year? Or was that the year before?
I thought that was this last year. That the dude got sent to jail for piracy.
Here, how about this? We'll be quite disappointed by something Nintendo does.
You're setting us up for an argument in the future about
That's good content.
It's just too
vague. I'm doing it for the cast.
It's way too vague. You said you were going to be more specific this time.
Well, my last one is wildly specific.
I like the line of thinking with piracy, though. Maybe something like Nintendo will fine someone for piracy of how much amount? How much money did that one dude have to pay?
It was like a lot, I'm pretty sure.
Forced to pay. I'm just like...
What if I say we'll be quite sad by something Nintendo does or doesn't do, instead of disappointed?
He must pay the company 25 to 30% of his income for the rest of his life.
So it's because it's so much money that he won't make that much in his life.
Yeah. So do you think they'll do this again? I guess is the prediction. Do you think this will happen to somebody else where they have to pay crazy fines? Because I feel like that's more specific. And
well,
also
I don't necessarily
very possible.
Know about that they'll do fines, but I think they'll shut down some piracy things.
Okay.
How about Nintendo will crack down on pirates? Still slightly vague, but not crazy vague.
Yeah, okay, I'll allow it. You cheater.
This is what happens when you only give me 30 minutes to think.
Here's my last one.
Your last one? I still got two.
You still got two? Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, I said you skipped one earlier. You said that was your number eight for that one.
So that was my number eight, so I got my 9 and my 10.
Okay, give your
You
nine.
Said the one you just read was your number eight, didn't you?
No. No.
I'm pretty sure you did.
One, two.
Because I said it was eight, and you're like, wait a second, I thought I was reading my eight, and
it
I went
was,
first.
It was nine. It was nine. Remake of Zelda is nine.
You fool! Okay, well, I'll read my number nine then.
Yeah, give us your number nine. We'll get it. We'll review these before we close. But.
Okay, so I have Andross won't buy Metroid Prime Remastered for himself, and then .. or for me.
You're right. I'll buy it for my kids.
It doesn't count. That counts as you buying it.
That's funny. What kind of prediction is this? You want me to
buy it. I'm trying to make you buy it.
You're incentivizing me.
And if you're not going to buy it for yourself, well, you can buy it for me, I guess. And it still counts.
All right. I like that prediction a lot. Because it really is up in the air on whether or not I will do that. Hey.
And you hold all the power on making that come true or not.
Black Friday rolls around. That game could go on sale.
It could, but it's practically already at a sale price all the time.
Yeah, so it'll be even cheaper. Okay, I'm going to give my 10, my prediction number 10. This is a good one.
I guess say it by myself, and play it a bunch. I got to clarify, you can't just buy it. If you're buying it for yourself, you have to play it.
Just to spite you, I buy it and never play
Yeah,
it.
I wouldn't put it past you.
Nintendo will cancel all official Smash Bros. Related events and provide no explanation or clarification on if unofficial events can be held instead.
I don't think that's accurate at all, but I respect you for saying it.
What do you mean?
I mean, because they canceled other things in the past, but then they give some explanation, even though it's really weak, and guidelines and whatnot. So they'll at least say something.
Well, no, specifically no explanation or clarification on if unofficial events can be held instead.
I see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Then provide no explanation or clarification on if unofficial events can be held instead. I believe that Nintendo is going to throw in the towel like they should have done already on trying to have their own official Smash Bros. Tournaments. After the fiasco that was Panda and that whole fiasco, I think Nintendo just needs to just get out of this business. Like, stop trying to take control of the Smash Bros. Community and scene. I don't understand why they do it. It's grassroots, and it should just stay grassroots. I don't know. But I think this is the year that they're going to throw in the towel. It's just a PR nightmare that they haven't figured out how to handle. So, yeah. What's your number 10 prediction?
My number 10 prediction? It's a good one. Nintendo will release an update for a console that says, in quotes, "General system stability improvements were made to enhance the user's experience."
Okay, so this is wildly specific. This is specifically pre-Switch, right? Like, I don't think this should count for Switch, because that's the current system.
Absolutely it should count for Switch.
No.
Or else they'd have to release a new console.
I thought your prediction was for any system pre-Switch they will release stability updates for.
No, not stability updates. It has to say exactly, "General system stability improvements were made to enhance the user's experience."
Okay. That's very specific, but they also say that in like every update.
But if a new Switch console comes out soon, they won't really need to do that.
I don't think I feel like this is just another freebie. You're just predicting something that's for sure gonna happen.
Is it for sure going to happen?
Yeah. If I would say this is a super legit prediction, like and fair to our game of predictions, if you were saying anything besides Switch.
What else would they update? The Wii U?
The Wii U?
You think they're gonna update the Wii U?
The 3DS? They still do. They still put out these things.
Do
they?
Yes.
That are like stability updates, a security push. And you're like, why? You're not even supporting this system anymore. You don't even sell this system anymore. But I
think the last update, according to this,
was for the eShop shutting down. That happened this year.
Yeah, but this says it's primarily increased. The wording is different.
Okay. I'll give it to you. You can have your free point. I'm confident I'm going to win. You know what? I think
this isn't even going to happen. You're going to have argued over this for nothing.
Well, I'll have forgotten about this next year. So it won't even matter, Micah. It won't even matter. We'll see these predictions and be wildly confused why we thought these things. But it's going to be so fun.
Yeah, the only update they had for the 3DS this last year was to shut down the eShop, and then the previous I feel like they might be done with that.
Yeah. All right. Fair. All right, let's go a quick recap here. I'm going to go through my 10 right off the bat. I got number 1, Metroid Prime 4 will release. Number 4, we'll get a Zelda movie cast reveal with Did I just skip to number 4? I held up 4 fingers and said number 4. 1, Metroid Prime 4 will release. 2, Zelda movie cast reveal with Miyamoto. 3, Pokemon will have a mainline game not sell very well. 4, Baldur's Gate 3 will come to Nintendo Switch. 5, Lethal Company will come to Nintendo Switch. 6, Kid Icarus Uprising Remake will be announced. 7, Doug Bowser steps down as CEO. 8, Nintendo will collaborate with Squishmallow. 9, a remake of a classic Zelda game. And 10, Nintendo will cancel Smash Bros. Events. All official Smash Bros. Events. Give us your 10. Recap.
My 10 are, we will hear news about Metroid Prime 4. Well, I guess that was the first one. Number 2, Switch 2 will not release. Number 3, a Pokemon game will come out. I should have just said announced. Rookie mistake. Number 4, a new 3D Mario game will not release. Number 5, Andross and or his account will play Spelunky 2. Number 6, Golden Sun will freaking finally be added to NSO. Number 7, a new console announced for NSO. Number 8, Nintendo will crack down on pirates. Number 9, Andross won't buy Metroid Prime Remastered for himself / his kids and play it a bunch. Or buy it for me. Number 10, Nintendo will release an update for a console that says general system stability improvements were made to enhance the user's experience.
This is going to be an interesting year. We've made a lot of bold predictions. Let's see what happens, huh? Here's looking forward to another year of Nintendo and another year of Nintendo Pals. So stay tuned. Keep it here with us at Nintendo Pals as we close out this episode. Micah, where can people find you on the interwebs?
You can find me on Twitch at Micah Prime.
Yes, and you can find me gallivanting about on Andross One on Twitch and on YouTube. Huge thanks to Roger Pauly for the intro music and our logo. If you want to check out more of his work, including his fantastic creative escapades in web development and music making and game development, check out the links in the description. You can also follow the show, Nintendo Pals, on all the social media apps, and you can join our Discord where you can be a part of the conversation and get notified when we're going live and doing all sorts of cool things. And huge thanks and shout out to our Patreon. Thank you to everybody who supports us over on Patreon. You too could support us on Patreon for as little as $1 a month. And by supporting, you get to be a part of the Patreon Poke Wrap, which we end each and every episode with, and we will end this episode with right now.
We gotta wrap some Patreon.
You just do the scene. I'll take care of the hard part.
Let's get it on.
We want to be the best that ever was. And shout out our pals over on Patreon.
LPD, Razo, Retrologic Day, Tim the Nintendo Dash, Limp Tor, Spider Chan, Solo Something, Mute Dog the Game, Little Miss Seven, and Mumble Thunder.
Catch 'em, gotta catch 'em all. Gotta catch 'em all. Patreon.
Kid, Fiesta, Third Strongest Mold, Fedorable Will, All and Seth Sturgill, Cosmic, Purple, Yoda, That Fast John, and all the plays too.
Gotta catch 'em all, gotta catch 'em all!
Yeah!
Gotta catch 'em all, gotta catch 'em all!
Yeah!
Gotta catch
'em
all,
Patreon!
Let's get 150 or more, yeah, please, to be a Patreon donor is your destiny!
Thank you all so much for listening, and we will talk to you in the next episode. Bye-bye!